In 1925, a Swiss horseman made what has become a world-famous ride from Buenos Aires, Argentina, to New York City. That's about 10,000 miles. Since then, many have tried to better that ride in distance and duration around the world. Eduardo Discoli may succeed. In June 2001, Mr. Discoli left his hometown of Buenos Aires with three horses, and he's ridden through Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Panama, and Mexico. Right now, he's outside Atlanta, and he joins us by cell phone. Mr. Discoli, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
And Jose Attar is our interpreter. Hi, Mr. Attar.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us, Mr. Discoli, what is your final destination?
Mi destino final es Marruecos.
His final destination is North Africa, and after that he will come down, fly through Brazil back to Argentina. But he expects to be in New York in June.
How are your horses holding up?
The horses have endured a lot of difficulties through the trip. Their backs are sore. They have suffered injuries. So far, they're holding up, and they're going on the trip.
Mm-hmm. Aimé Shifley is the man who rode to New York in 1925. Has your ride been as difficult as his was?
Due to modern times, he had more problems now than Mr. Shifley. Because of sometimes a great deal of paperwork and veterinary checks through when he goes from country to country.
Oh, so bureaucracy. How far do you ride every day?
Between 8 to 9 hours. The record was in Louisiana when he got lost trying to get to Slidell, and he was 16 hours on the horse.
Oh, my.
And that
goodness.
Normally covers between 15 to 20 miles a day.
Who is paying for this trip, Mr. Discoli?
Basically, he has no sponsorships. He is doing and traveling, and he's being helped by the goodwill of people he finds through along the way. He is a goodwill ambassador for Argentina. He is the Argentine Ministry of Foreign Affairs sponsoring him with respect to logistics.
Oh, but not cash, not money.
Not money.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when it rains?
Me mojo.
He gets wet.
Eduardo Discoli speaking to us from outside of Atlanta, Georgia, one stop on his horseback ride from Argentina to North Africa. And thanks to you, Jose Attar, our interpreter.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.